Hello again, it's still Yana here, and I've got Simon with me.
Hello, my imaginary friends.
And my imaginary friends. Anyway, just replacing all the water again, because I asked Simon not to put all the water in straight away so that I could plant the plants, which were still in their little pots. And that was a bit of an adventure in itself, partly because... First you have to get them out of the pot, and some of the roots had already sort of grown through. And then, because obviously they can't stick them in soil, they've put them in some kind of strange, very tough cotton wool material. And depending on what their roots are like, they were, and some of them didn't really have roots, they were more or less easy to get out of that material without damaging the plant too much. And then some of them were one plant, and then some of them, they were actually three. So you could have just got one pot and then divided them up. So I've got quite a few of them now. And seeing that some of them are supposed to grow quite large, we might have a bit of a wilderness in there. We'll see. It'll be nice for the fish. I mean, as long as we can still see the fish. That's sort of the main bit of having an aquarium. We can actually see them, but I think the fish will like it. It'll help the ecosystem of the, I remember this time, the aquarium.
Word of the day.
And also I know the fish like it because they just like to have something natural they can go through, and they can hide in there. And especially as the aquarium is in the dining room, so it's quite high traffic in here. I mean, they'll get used to us, I'm sure, but if they do want to go hide, at least they've got somewhere they can go, and they've got plenty of plants in there, and they're all sort of different plants, so they can all have a favourite. Apart from trying to get the plant out of the pot and out of that funny material they were stuck in, the next bit was trying to plant them in the gravel. With them trying to float off, of course. This is what it must be like to plant anything in space. There's still bits floating in there. I've got some bits floating where parts of the root or part of the leaf have come off. It looks better with the light on. Yeah, and the other thing that made it quite tricky and a lengthy job was the... the refraction of the water. And obviously to get in the aquarium, you have to have the lid up, which has got two very bright lights attached to it, the whole length of the lid. So there's a lot of reflection on the water from that. But also the refraction you get from the aquarium. So you always have to kind of check from the top and the side to see where you're actually planting. Because sometimes you're a bit too far from where you want to be, sometimes you're a bit too close to the side. It's also really difficult to see. Some of the plants have longer roots, so there's not enough gravel to hold that or to hide the root. Some of them have practically no root, so they're so shallow I don't really know what to fasten them with. It's been a bit of a challenge. It's looking good so far. Especially with the lights back on, so the lights shining on the plant, so that makes it look nicer. As I say, it was a challenge just planting them for these various reasons. The most tricky thing is to do anything in there. I noticed that when we put the ornaments in as well, that it's really difficult to judge where you're putting anything. Because of the refraction, then it just looks different from every angle, and you have to keep checking where you're actually putting stuff. That's been a new experience, but we got there. So next step, definitely fish. Right. Thank you again for listening. A bit more rambly today than usual. So we got there. It's all set up. So fish tomorrow, I think, if I get round to it. I hope so.
Delicious.
Hey?
Fish tomorrow. You've got enough tartar sauce.
I'll make fish again next week. They're not that kind of fish. I don't think you would eat them. Nothing on them for starters. They're little tropical fish. They're not like those sea fish we saw yesterday.
Mm.
Ones for the big reef aquariums. Some of them weren't so enormous. They looked like you could eat them. Anyway, thank you for listening. From me and from you.
Yes.
I'm sure that's somebody else's punchline. Yeah. Okay. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.